Today I'll be talking about efficacy of hot water treatment on viability of Fusarium oxysporum, Formis specialis, Vast infectum, Race 4, and infected cotton seeds. So I'll be talking about the current status of Fusarium wilt cotton, Fusarium oxysporum, Formis specialis, Vast infectum, the symptom, dissemination, material methods for germination and vigor assay, producing infected seed, hot water treatment, and resultant discussion. So it's caused by the soil-borne fungus Fusarium oxysporum, Formis specialis, Vast infectum, FOV. Currently there are 6 nominal races and many unnamed genotype: race 1, race 2, race 3, race 4, race 6, and race 8. Many are present in the United States, but race 4, the most virulent, is restricted to California. Here's a colony of Fusarium on Kalmata medium, and these are the different type of spores they produce. So symptoms are wilt, vascular discoloration, intervenal and marginal leaf chlorosis and necrosis, and plant death in some cultivar. The disease is very difficult to manage, and once the field becomes infested, there are no effective means to eradicate the pathogen from the soil. FOV persists in the soil indefinitely because of its saprophytic ability on other crops and wheat. Overwinter as chlamydial spores and spread relatively easy by seeds, infested soil, and crop debris. Detection of FOV in seed is possible with race 4 primers, but due to the large size of cotton seed and huge plant density, sampling a seed lot makes seed assay problematic. So Fusarium spread very rapidly. So after the first year of inoculation, during the second year, you can see a development of a foci, and then it progresses from there on. So this is because one infected crop produced myelin spores. Previous research done by Dr. Davis and colleague showed that Fusarium is seed-borne. These are individual seed-borne patches. And right here is due to leveling the field, so it dragged the inoculum level. But we can see individual patches. So the purpose of a germination assay is to see if hot water treatment reduce germination and vigor. So acid denatured cotton seed of both upland and Pima varieties were immersed in a 2-liter beaker of distilled water and was heated to 38, 55, 60, 65, 70, and 90 degrees Celsius in a 10-liter water bath. Seed were immersed for a fixed amount of time, remove, cool down for 5 minutes in a 4-liter of 24 degrees Celsius distilled water. Seed were then dried for 3 days in a seed dryer or laminar flow hood. So pretty much the seed were heated in here, and this was in a hot water bath, and then dried. So here's the list of the treatment that was done. Treatment 1 was done at 55 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes. Treatment 2, 38 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes, then followed by 55 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes. And treatment 3, 60, 4, 65, 5, 70, and 6, 38 Celsius, followed by 70 Celsius for 20 minutes. And then 60 Celsius for 30 minutes, 60 Celsius for 40 minutes, and 90 Celsius for 105 seconds. Then 38 Celsius for 10 minutes and 90 degrees Celsius for 105 seconds. All treatment were followed by a 5-minute cool down at 24 degrees Celsius. 200 seeds of each variety per treatment. Each treatment was repeated 6 times, and both upland and Pima variety were included. So this is the result of the germination assay. It was evaluated following AOSA guideline, and 100 seeds were assayed for germination and for vigor. So germination and vigor were not affected by 20 minutes in 55 degrees Celsius or 60 degrees Celsius. So pretty much treatment 1, 2, and 3. Treatment 11 is the non-treated control. So we have infected seed, but not enough. So we produce some infected seed using green upland cotton bowl. So we pretty much stab the bowl 3 to 5 times between each seam of the carpal wall with a dissecting needle, then inject 5 microliter of 10 to the 4 mil of sport suspension. Mature bowl when hand harvest, gin, delinted in sulfuric acid, rinse with water, neutralize, and dry in a seed dryer. So we're here stabbing and then injecting with a pipette. This is us inoculating in field. So since 60 degrees Celsius and 55 degrees Celsius did not hurt germination and vigor, we went on and used that to treat infected seeds. So 400 seeds per treatment replicated 6 times. Seeds were then dried for 3 days in a seed dryer or a laminar flow hood. 7 treated seeds were placed on each plate of Kamada and incubated at 24 degrees Celsius under continuous light. Seeds were monitored for Fusarium at 7 and 14 days. So these are not Fusarium right here. Fusarium colony are pretty much, they grow much faster on Kamada and they produce distinct color. So 20 minutes in 60 degrees Celsius reduced the infection from 10.5 to 4.6. While 20 minutes degrees 55 degrees Celsius reduced the infection from 10.5 to 6.6. 10 minutes at 38 degrees Celsius followed by 20 minutes in 55 degrees Celsius reduced the infection from 10.5 to 6.4. This is the right step in the right direction. However, it's not enough. We want to eliminate Fusarium completely from the seed. So a subsample of the Fusarium colony was confirmed to be RACE4 with RACE4 primers, and that they all amplify all 40 of the sample. So future research is required to completely eliminate Fusarium from the seed. So to do so, we want to optimize the time and temperature combination. And we want to combine that with fungicide or use microwave and radio wave for eliminating Fusarium from seed. So, summary. Fusarium spread easily by seed. Seed germination and vigor were not affected by 20-minute immersion in 55 or 60 degrees hot water. In 60-degree hot water bath, seed infection was reduced from 10.5 to 4.6. And in 55 degrees Celsius, it was reduced to 6.6. So the take-home message is thermal therapy is promising treatment in preventing the intended spread of Fusarium to new area. Thank you for listening, and many thanks to Phytogen Seed Company, Tim Anderson, Shirley Robert, and the Davis Lab. Any question? Yes.
Trying to ask, like, if you have the seed treatment, like, for example, 60 degrees,
yeah.
Then you, is that going to affect any, like, what that does, like a rice colony, like those damp seed, what that
damping off
disease kind of in the field? That treatment going to affect the seedling disease?
Well, it doesn't affect germination or vigor, so I suppose that it wouldn't protect against damping off.
Some experiment in the past has done something and you have some temperature or something like that, or there might be some like a fungal contamination more there.
More.
I'm not sure exactly. So what I'm saying is that can you collaborate? What is, say, for example, after seed treatment, if you plant it into the infected, like for example, the seedling disease field,
yes, that's
are they growing fine or not? Yeah, that's my question.
We are hoping to do that in the future after being treated. Yes?
The thing about the cotton borer and seeing what I've seen today is I would insist that there may not be any seed production. And if you don't even suspect it, I mean, this is,
yes,
interesting, but I think about the cotton borer, if I thought that my seed company was producing seed in a field that had this disease, then I think it would be criminal.
Yes.
You could try and control it.
Yes.
But biggest thing is don't produce seed where RACE4 is present.
There's,
yeah,
an absolute prohibition on it.
That would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the California Cotton Plant here. The Care Improvement Association expects for this. And basically, I wrote a protocol on this and demanded this in 207 that was actually achieved this year. So as of this year, they've changed their protocol and there is a prohibition to do this.
Are infections, seed infections, are those internal and or External infection?
Internal infection. So the seed were pretty much treated with 10% bleach to get rid of the contaminant.
So your inoculation method, do you think you've adequately achieved an internal infection with your artificial inoculations
yes,
of the bowls?
Yes, we did. Because the seed were treated with 10% bleach before plating. So it,
okay.
It was external, it would be gone. Yes?
Have you tested fusarium hyphae and various types of spores, or what temperatures are necessary to kill those?
No, just pretty much, so we don't know what type of spore. It can be chimera spores and conidia in the seed itself. So we just treat the whole seed, pretty much.
But if I wanted to target what are critical temperatures, I was just wondering if you have any idea what type of temperatures are required to kill these.
Other treatments, it's 55 degrees Celsius, but that's other seeds. It's not for cotton. Yes.
Well, does acetylenthine do temperatures not, are they not comparable or even a little higher than some of your treatments you're looking at here? What's the ectothermic reaction in acetylenthine seed?
What do you mean? Like,
if you look at you're using acetylenthine,
yes.
What temperatures are you looking at with acetylenthine as a process?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Depends on the method too, whether it's hydrochloric or acid sulfuric. Or the sulfuric.
They were treated with sulfuric acid. Thank you.
Thank you very much.